This is Chris Sains with the Post-Christian Era Podcast. Today's podcast is from a series called Lessons from Screwtape, which is posts based on C.S. Lewis's book, The Screwtape Letters, in which a principal demon, Screwtape, converses with a lower demon about their tactics to prey on humans. Today's podcast is titled The New Acquaintances. Our post-Christian era is defined by a diverse population with a plurality of ideas and values. One major obstacle to faithfulness for the modern Christian is our proximity to non-Christian beliefs and practices. Look around and we find a world that values selfishness, indulgence, vanity, lack of control, destructiveness, secularism, and individualism. But are we always quick to acknowledge when we come face to face with such anti-Christian sentiments? More importantly, do we realize when we are affected by people that lure us away from faithfulness? If we can learn from Screwtape, C.S. Lewis's fictional demon, we would see that the human will is such that it looks to be agreeable with those around us. Screwtape speaks about a Christian whom the demons are working on and the new acquaintances that he has met.
Will he commit himself deeply to them?
You heard for yourself.
I don't mean in words, I mean in the subtle play of looks and tones and laughs by which a mortal can imply that he is of the same party as those to whom he is speaking.
Screwtape explains that the new acquaintances easily become an influence on the Christian before he even realizes it.
But no doubt he will soon realize that his own faith is in direct opposition to the assumptions on which all the conversation of his new friends is based. I don't think that matters, provided that you can persuade him to postpone any open acknowledgement of the fact, and this with the aid of shame, pride, modesty, and vanity will be easy to do. As long as the postponement lasts, he will be in a false position. He will be silent when he ought to speak, and laugh when he ought to be silent. He will assume, at first only by his manner, but presently by his words, all sorts of cynical and skeptical attitudes, which are not really his. But if you play him well, they may become his.
It's funny how easily us Christians will find worldly living so agreeable. I admit it's difficult, and not always prudent, to call out sin at every possible opportunity. But it's so easy to just go along to get along. We may fear being weird or an outsider, so we are silent when we ought to speak, and laugh when we ought to be silent. But how can we be so passive and blind so often, when many of us were raised to be weary of the non-Christian world, to be in, but not of.
Since the enemy's servants have been preaching about the world as one of the great standard temptations for 2,000 years, this might seem difficult to do. But, fortunately, they have said very little about it recently. In modern Christian writings, I see few of the old warnings about mammon, worldly vanities, the choice of friends, and the value of time. All of that your patient would probably classify as Puritanism. And may I say the value we have given to that word is one of the really solid triumphs of the last 100 years.
Puritanism?
By it, we rescue thousands of humans from temperance, chastity, and sobriety of life.
Screwtape helps us see our deep fear of being labeled a Puritan, a prude, or uptight, maybe even religious. Our culture hates the discipline of spiritual living. It despises putting oneself away for the sake of holiness and righteousness. Think of how difficult it is to tell people that you don't watch pornography, or drink alcohol, or schedule anything on Sundays because you go to church. You are inviting all sorts of cynicism and mockery of your holy living. Screwtape's most valuable lesson is revealed in his final tactic to keep the Christian in an agreeable relationship with non-Christians.
Finally, if all else fails, you can persuade him, in defiance of conscience, to continue the new acquaintance on the ground that he is, in some unspecified way, doing these people good by the mere fact that he's drinking their cocktails and laughing at their jokes, and that to cease to do so would be priggish, intolerant, and, of course, puritanical.
That's very funny.
Screwtape says Christians are encouraged to continue their acquaintances with non-Christians because we falsely believe we are doing them good by participating in worldly activities. This is the Jesus was the life of the party argument. Even some Christians promote a lifestyle that says we should enjoy everything that the world enjoys and that we show Christ's love and preach the good news by mingling with the unbelieving world and participating in every indulgence of those without faith. It's true that we should be bringing the gospel to unbelievers, but many times our relationship with them is more like peers rather than guides towards grace. There is a temptation to live this way. After all, we are saved by grace, not by works. We often pay little attention to the sober-mindedness and chaste lifestyles that God demands. That's seen as puritanical. We deceive ourselves into believing that we go unaffected by dipping our toe in the pond of worldly living. We might be in places of lewdness, but think we have self-control. We might enjoy a few of the finer things in life, but be convinced that we are not covetous or vain. We might enjoy simple entertainment and doubt that it changes our way of seeing the world. Screwtape reveals that the more we engage in the world, the more we become part of it. Our challenge, dear brother or sister, is to keep our hearts, minds, actions, and allegiances wholly focused on Christ. Through a disciplined lifestyle that is alert enough to disengage from sly and persuasive acquaintances, lest we forget that a little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. This is Chris Sains with the Post-Christian Era Podcast.